KD Country 94 weather.
As we live longer, age really is just a number. But retirement is so much more than just that number. Hi, I'm Jake Sloan, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I want to know what retirement means to you. Together, we can look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you do not know where you're headed. Call me at 738-5740 or visit edwardjones.com, and let's get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, 55. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 78. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 75.
Central Valley Ag supplies energy to farmers to help feed the globe. When farmers need power and performance, they keep engines running smoothly with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel from CVA. Cenex Premium Diesel is precisely formulated with a terminally injected additive package to deliver the power and performance to get the job done, even in tough conditions. Keep your equipment firing on all cylinders with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform. Contact Central Valley Ag, your local Cenex supplier today.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood,
who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A Glasgow man was taken into custody and nobody was harmed after reports of gunshots being fired yesterday, Tuesday, May 16th. Cloud County Sheriff Ken Davis reported they received a call about a possible drug overdose in Glasgow at approximately 11:30 in the morning yesterday. When deputies arrived on the scene, they heard gunshots fired in the residence where suspect Robert L. Jaunty of Glasgow was determined to be hiding. Deputies secured the area and were able to get Jaunty to surrender to law enforcement officials peacefully. He was taken into custody and transported to the Cloud County Law Enforcement Center. After Jaunty was taken into custody, law enforcement personnel discovered a fire occurring inside the residence. Law enforcement officials worked to move nearby homeowners and residents away from the location. Gas service to the residence was turned off by on-site fire personnel, and the fire was extinguished. Nobody was harmed in the incident. The Concordia Police Department, Concordia Fire and EMS, the Kansas Highway Patrol, Glasgow Fire, Glasgow City officials, and the Kansas Gas Service all assisted at the scene. Governor Laura Kelly yesterday signed Senate Bill 25, the omnibus budget, which passed with bipartisan support. The budget increases funding for higher education, invests in local infrastructure, expands mental health resources for students, and provides a pay increase for the state workforce. Governor Kelly said, and I quote, "I'm proud of the bipartisan, fiscally responsible budget that will bolster our state's workforce, improve roads, and expand high-speed internet, and provide essential mental health resources for our students. This funding will support my administration's efforts to continue growing the economy and making every Kansas community an attractive place to live and raise a family." Included in this budget and this bill increases pay for state employees, promotes STEM workforce training opportunities, supports local infrastructure projects, expands mental health resources for students. $13.5 million we invested in the mental health intervention pilot to further expand access to behavioral health services for students. And with this funding, the Kelly administration has invested over $46 million in this pilot, resulting in the program reaching 5,000 students and nearly 70 school districts on an annual basis. Also, it invests in services for elderly and disabled Kansans. The budget includes funding for services for children with intellectual and developmental disabilities, including funding for an early childhood program for children with blindness or visual impairments. It also increases funding for senior nutrition, or Meals on Wheels, and expands the program of all-inclusive care for the elderly to additional counties. That story available for you to read in more detail at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Glen Elder, Concord City, Beloit, and Tipton Senior Centers will be closed today on Wednesday, May 17th. Food commodities will be distributed on Wednesday today from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at Heart Choices in Beloit at 602 West 6th Street. One distribution per family, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. Income guidelines can be found online at the ks.dcf.org website under Food Commodities Guidelines. For more information, call 738-3433. And Beloit USD 273 will be hosting a retirement reception honoring Andy Nemchek, Karen Nemchek, and Perry Sawfield tomorrow, Thursday, May 18th at Beloit Junior Senior High School gym from 4 to 5 p.m. The public is invited to attend. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And a line drive to the gap. That'll score two more.
Salvi unloaded.
So make it a five-run second inning.
The Royals would need every one of the five runs they scored in the second inning, holding on for a 5-4 win over the Padres on Tuesday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, regional baseball, and softball results, and a look at today's schedule. The KU men's basketball team has a familiar name transferring in. The NBA playoffs continue with the Western Conference Finals opening on Tuesday night. The NBA lottery Tuesday night, and the 76ers will look for a new coach. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94. And Z96.3 The Lake. Regional softball from the area on Tuesday. The 2-1A Ellis Regional with the first round game in Solana for Sylvan Lucas Wilson. They lost to Bennington 6-5, finishing their season at 8-13. Ellis Lane moved to the championship on the top side of the bracket with TMP Marion on the bottom side. They'll play for the championship at 5 o'clock in Ellis today. Class 3A softball at Concordia. Quarterfinal games on Tuesday. Riley County opened with a 12-2 win over Plainville Stockton. Minneapolis winning 12-2 over Russell Victoria. And Marysville upsetting the host school number 3 seed Concordia 3-1. Sets up semifinals today. Beloit had a first round bye. They are 18-3. The number 1 seed taking on 4 seed Riley County, which is 8-13. It's a 2 o'clock start time this afternoon. Minneapolis, the number 2 seed against 6 seed Marysville, 25 minutes following Beloit and Riley County. And then the championship game will be 25 minutes after that second semifinal in Concordia here this afternoon and evening. We had a chance to catch up with Beloit coach Tyler Odell as he gave his thoughts on how his team matches up with the other three teams that remain in Riley County, Minneapolis, and Marysville.
I think we match up well with everybody, you know, and I think probably one of, you know, the biggest concerns for us is just beating ourselves. We're you know, we don't want to make excuses, but we are young, and a lot of our players have never been to regionals. You know, it's just a different feeling. You normally get that feeling that if you lose, you're done, right? So, you know, that adds a little pressure, and so we've got to make sure our minds are right, and that we just play, you know, fundamental softball and keep it simple and go out and execute.
Again, Beloit's semifinal matchup with Riley County this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Concordia. Regional baseball on Tuesday in Class 3 at Hoisington. Ellsworth winning 12-2 over Sylvan Lucas Lincoln as Sylvan Lucas Lincoln finished their season at 10-11. Ellsworth will take on Heston in the semifinals in Hoisington later today at 2. Full brackets for regional baseball and softball at ncksports.com. Looking to build their roster after being hit by players leaving for the transfer portal recently, the KU men's basketball team picked up a forward with a familiar name on Tuesday. Parker Brown, the brother of former Jayhawk and current Nuggets guard Christian Brown, is transferring to Kansas. Brown spent his first 2 years at Missouri, but had been at Santa Clara the past two seasons. He averaged just over 7.5 points and just under 6 rebounds, 2 assists a game with the Broncos in 2022-23. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals evened out their series with the Padres Tuesday night, winning 5-4 in San Diego. Kansas City scored all 5 of their runs in the second inning, capped by a 2-RBI double from Salvador Perez to go up 5-0. San Diego scored 2 in the 5th, 2 more in the 6th to get within 1, but the Royals held on for the win. Brady Singer improved to 3-4, giving up 4 runs, just 2 earned. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the offense, picking up Singer early.
For us to get some runs on the board early tonight was key. You know, we feel good when Brady's on the mound. We knew we had a rested bullpen, so to get the lead early and to play from the in front was really a nice thing for us.
Royals are now 13-31, snapping a four-game losing streak. They finished a three-game series with the Padres at 3:10 this afternoon.
Jokic bringing it up the floor, throws it ahead. Porter fakes, sidestep, three-pointer, in and out. Jokic, another rebound, and the putback. He's got 10 rebounds already.
Nikola Jokic got off to a hot start and finished with a 34-point, 21-rebound, 14-assist triple-double and led the Nuggets to a 132-126 win over the Lakers in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals Tuesday night. L.A. trying to fight back. Anthony Davis had 40 points and 10 rebounds in the loss, though, with Denver taking the 1-0 series lead in the West. The Eastern Conference Finals begin tonight in Boston. The Heat and Celtics will tip off at 7:30 on TNT. Also in the NBA Tuesday night, the draft lottery was held. The Pistons, Rockets, and Spurs each had a 14% chance to get the top pick, but after the Pistons were announced at number 5 and the Rockets number 4, the Spurs were left with the best chance, and they landed the number 1 pick for the third time in franchise history. 7'5 French center Victor Wembanyama is expected to be the number 1 pick. The other two picks in the top 5 will belong to the Hornets at number 2 and the Blazers at number 3. The NBA draft will be held on June 23rd in Brooklyn. And finally in sports, the Philadelphia 76ers dismissed head coach Doc Rivers on Tuesday. Sixers were knocked out of the playoffs in the conference semis for the third straight season. Rivers went 154-80 in his three seasons in Philly. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.